And greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wainihau, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadikarup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Killitary Industrial Corporation in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first animal liberation network vegan radio program. We're on Air America. Yes, I'm the only one on Air America right now. Yeah, I remember many years ago when Saturday Night Live was actually still funny, and it was actually that long ago when Dennis Miller was actually funny, Steve Martin was, well, you know how long ago it was? I'll bet it was when this ritual came into being. And now, by the way, I just noticed this in Haaretz, this past week, that a court in Israel ruled on Tuesday that the ritual slaughter of chickens for the Yom Kippur, Kapparot ritual is a state violation on animal slaughter. The ancient ceremony involves swinging a live chicken overhead in ritual transfer of that person's sins in preparation for the Day of Atonement. And it's a ritual that's performed between the New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. So, but actually, shouldn't religious Jews not be eating chicken at all, or any meat? Wouldn't the Orthodox recognize that might be a sin in itself for which one must atone or one must try to transfer? After all, remember Genesis 1:29, which was God's first law to the Jews, which stated, quote, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. This will be your food." So that practice, the chicken, well, I guess no meat is kosher, huh? So anyway, it almost seems like going back to the start of that ritual when I saw Steve Martin on Saturday Night Live, and he was doing his act with the prop of an arrow through his head, and he said, "I'm the only one on NBC right now." Well, I'm the only one on Air America right now. Yes, a vegan is the only one on Air America, and I can say what I want. What do we want? Animal liberation. When do we want it? Now. Meat is murder. Yeah, I can say that, huh? And, you know, going vegan, by the way, isn't just for cow huggers like myself anymore. And holy cow, today on the program, we have a fourth generation cattle rancher who's now a leading voice for going vegan, Howard Lyman, coming up on today's program. Every day, more and more people are going vegan. They're seeing that it's the way to go. It's the way to be. And a big shout out to a word of support to Dave Warwack, Fox River Grove Middle School in Illinois, suspended for promoting his vegan beliefs to the children there. All right, but good for you, Dave, for standing up and recognizing the dangers that meat and dairy represent to children. Practically child abuse, when you consider a trip to McDonald's is a trip whose destination includes heart disease, cancer, stroke, obesity, diabetes. So good for you, Dave Warwick, for standing up. And I really appreciate when somebody does speak out like that. And of course, he was smart enough not to, he made sure he didn't speak out at a John Kerry town hall meeting. That would have been a little painful for Dave, huh? As it was for the person who did speak out there. What do we want? Animal liberation. When do we want it? Now. Oh, I can say that. You know, I can say that. And I'm not even concerned that the Air America management or Air America ownership, they're probably not even listening, right? Because everybody's preoccupied again with OJ. Isn't that the truth? Now, everybody, do I have to say something about OJ too? I mean, I guess I do if I have to,
Oh, new one. I know. And you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Okay. So OJ. All right. Where did I put my notes on, for OJ? There it is. Okay. OJ. Yes, indeed. And OJ, actually a glass of orange juice will give you your minimum daily requirement of vitamin C. So easy to get vitamin C from the plant kingdom. OJ, here we are. OJ, I covered the OJ topic. But in covering vitamin C, let me also let you know that what's recommended for your daily requirement of vitamin C, 35 milligrams for infants to 80 milligrams for nursing mothers, and you get 32 milligrams from asparagus, 162 from broccoli, a medium stalk of broccoli, 135 from Brussels sprouts, and 48 from a cup of cabbage, or half a cantaloupe is 63, 66 from a cup of cauliflower. So, you know, a lot of vitamin C, orange juice, 93 from 6 ounces. Huh? So that's quite a bit. 88 in a cup of strawberries, and you should always have those strawberries organic. Okay, so that covers the OJ segment of today's program, the required OJ in the media, the ABCN, NBC, BS, Fox censorship channel, now preoccupied with OJ. So, you know, anyway, we can be preoccupied with what's important here. What do we want? Animal liberation. When do we want it? Now. And congratulations to Maggie, the elephant at the Alaska Zoo. She finally is being liberated. We're so happy. That's been a cause of this program for so long now. Maggie, our elephant friend who's been held hostage in the Alaska Zoo, she was up there getting her exercise. They gave her a treadmill. You know, it's not many elephants in Alaska. In fact, she was the only one. And how was she to get her exercise? Well, they gave her a treadmill. How absurd. Well, now she'll be getting her exercise, roaming the 75 acres at the Paws Sanctuary in the Sierra foothills. Bob Barker has pledged to fund her lifelong care there. And as we reported a few months back, she had some major health issues. She was down at the zoo and couldn't get to her feet, but she'll be happy to be walking at the sanctuary, the same one where Ruby went from the LA Zoo in May. And Paws has received elephants from zoos in San Francisco and Detroit and Milwaukee also. So finally, Maggie, we're happy to say, will be liberated and off to the sanctuary. I have to look through my notes here. There's always so much I want to get to in the course of the program and often so little time. But coming up this week, by the way, if you're listening in San Diego, you might be, they ran us on KLSD last weekend, and perhaps we're on again this week. And tomorrow we're going to be in La Jolla where the seals are. There was a recent court decision, that did not come down in favor of the seals. And once again, the potential for dredging of the beach where the seals are in La Jolla rears its ugly head. So we're going to be by the seals tomorrow in La Jolla, tomorrow being Sunday the 23rd. We'll be there noon to 4 p.m. We'll take the no dredge pledge. We will not be bulldozed, and we will pledge our support to the seals. And if ever it comes down to, gets close to where they are going to dredge, we will go down there and stand up for the seals. Also, this week, it's important that you stand up for the dolphins, Japan Dolphin Day, to abolish the slaughter. It's happening this Tuesday, September 25th. Peaceful demonstration in San Francisco, in L.A., at Japanese consulates all around the world to try to end this awful dolphin slaughter. So please get involved with that. You can go to the website. It's SaveJapanDolphins.org. SaveJapanDolphins.org. So please get involved with that. And I invite you to support this program with a tax-deductible donation. It's really important. It costs $200,000 for this grassroots effort. And perhaps you'd like to be an advertiser, a sponsor. Our commercials are reasonably priced. They have to be for vegan and cruelty-free products and services only. And the advertising averages out to about $12 per radio station. We're on in cities all across the country, 27 radio stations, including those in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Chicago, the four largest cities, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. We're there. We're in great cities all around the country, college town. So please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. You can do so online at goveganradio.org. The programs are archived there and available for your podcast. So it's goveganradio.org. Or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. Coming up on today's program, as I mentioned, the mad cowboy Howard Lyman himself. He'll be at Golden Gate Park next weekend. He'll be at Golden Gate Park next weekend for the World Veg Festival celebration. Also coming up on today's program, Thomas Brudenell Bruce will be talking about V-Pure, the product that can help save the oceans and is good for your health, omega-3 fatty acids. And Laura Ireland Moore, the director of the National Center for Animal Law. Conference coming up next weekend. Coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
Okay, there are some products that make it into the marketplace that actually are very important and impact health and impact the environment. And I'm very happy today to have Thomas Brudenell Bruce on with us from V-Pure. He's talking to us from the UK right now. And V-Pure is an advancement in omega fatty acids, omega-3s. And welcome, Thomas. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Hi. Good morning to you. This is Tom Brudenell Bruce here, speaking from London.
Yes, it's good to have you with us today. Tell us, what motivated you to look at omega-3s and essential fatty acids yourself and decided to get involved with them?
Two reasons for me getting involved in it. One was the environmental aspect of our planet, in that omega-3 is becoming such an important part of our daily lives in food, and realizing that the way that our planet is going, that I needed to look and find another way of supplying omega-3 rather than the taking it from fish.
Right. There's a big fish oil craze on now. Everybody thinks, I have to have fish oil. I have to have fish oil for omega-3s. And are fish made out of omega-3s? Or
no, they're not. The perception is that fish produce omega-3. They don't produce it. They actually take it from their food source. And they're at the beginning of that food source is algae. It's where the only true source of omega, EPA, DHA, comes from.
Okay. And for the translation for the American audience, algae, we might say algae on this side of the pond. People will recognize,
yes.
A-L-G-A-E.
Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned a long chain, EPA, DHA?
What's perceived as a long chain fatty acids, the PUFAs, polyunsaturated fat, is a perception that all omega-3s are the same. They're not. They from land-based materials like flax seeds or berry seeds are all the same. They're not. There's only one true source of the whole polyunsaturated fat chain. And the most important part of that is EPA DHA, and there's only one source in the whole of this planet that supports that, and that's algae.
And that's algae. And you have that available in your product. It's V-Pure, which is vegan, omega-3, long-chain, EPA, DHA, available at water4.net. That's the website. The word water, the numeral 4.net. And we have another maybe minute and a half or so. So I'd like you to, you yourself have benefited from taking such products, so from the omega-3.
My daughter has.
Uh-huh.
My daughter suffers from ADH and dyslexia, and that's what's driven me to find a true vegetarian source of EPA, DHA in reality, because I've looked at all of the other plant materials on our planet, and none of them actually are able to give you the real true end of the omega chain, the EPA, DHA.
And that's from V-Pure, which is organic, it's vegan, it's free of the contaminants that you would find in fish products, such as mercury or no cholesterol. Again, available from the website water4.net. It's water4.net. The word water, then the numeral 4.net. We have just a few seconds left, Thomas Brunel, Bruce of V-Pure. Let's have you back again next week to talk about sustainability and how we can save the oceans by using your product, V-Pure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Thomas. And, you know, as I mentioned, Go Vegan with Bob Linden is heard in great college cities around the United States. For example, Madison, Wisconsin on 92.1, The Mic. And listeners in Madison should know that, he's been a frequent guest on this program, Dr. Ray Greek. He'll be at Barnes & Noble West this coming Tuesday, which is September 25th. He'll be there 7 p.m. for a book signing. And then this coming Wednesday, September 26th at 7 p.m., he will debate the predictability of animal models for humans. And that will take place at the Wisconsin Historical Society in the auditorium there. That's at the corner of Langdon and Park. And he will be debating that will be Eric Sandgren, who's actually an animal researcher and a chair of for two animal research oversight committees. And that's coming up this week in Madison. And Howard Lyman is coming up next on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Experiments on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money. All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And if you're looking for great vegan food in the San Fernando Valley, there's a Chinese restaurant that's one of my favorites. It's called Vegetable Delight. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have worked to replicate the textures and tastes of meat, and the write-ups were spectacular in the Los Angeles Times for Vegetable Delight, which is at 17823 Chatsworth Street in Granada Hills. The phone number is 818-360-3997, 818-360-3997. That's on Chatsworth, right near White Oak and Zelza, open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You will love Vegetable Delight. It is a total delight. I'm there all the time. I get the fish and brown sauce, the shrimp appetizer, the sweet and sour pork, and all vegan, no animal products. So enjoy Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills. And I must ask that you Consider making a tax-deductible donation to support this program. You know, it costs us $200,000 annually in production and distribution costs to put this grassroots educational program on the air. Your donations are tax-deductible. You can do so online at goveganradio.org or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, which is a project of 501c3 International Humanity Center. You don't have to write all of that on the check. Just Go Vegan Radio, and you mail it to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco 94147. Well, today on the program, we have one of the leading, if not the leading voices for the vegan cause, and an unlikely one considering that he was a fourth generation cattle rancher. And you may know him as the co-defendant with Oprah Winfrey in the Texas cattleman's lawsuit. He is a prolific writer. Mad Cowboy is one of his books, Plain Truth from the Cattle Rancher Who Won't Eat Meat, and more recently his book No More Bull, The Mad Cowboy Targets America's Worst Enemy, Our Diet. He also has a documentary, the Mad Cowboy documentary. So he's the king of vegan media, Howard Lyman. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Oh, it's a joy to be with you, Bob.
It's a joy to have you here, Howard. So people might think it's an interesting path that you took from fourth-generation cattle rancher and kind of a beefy football player eating meat all your life, and now the cause for going vegan. How'd that happen?
Well, you know, I was raised on a ranch, went to Montana State College, and got a degree in agriculture, went home and turned a one-horse farm into a agribusiness where I had 7,000 head of cattle, 12,000 acres of crop, and 30 employees. And just when I was on top of the world, Bob, I got a wake-up call. I ended up paralyzed from the waist down. The doctor told me, he said, you have a tumor on your spinal cord. He said, if that tumor is on the inside of the cord, you have less than one chance in a million you'll ever walk again. Well, I guarantee you that it got my attention. I thought I would never walk again, but I ended up with an operation, walked out of the hospital with a one-in-a-million operation, but I will guarantee you it changed my life. I finally paid attention to the fact that the birds were dying, the trees were dying, the soil was changing, and
you were moving more toward chemical agriculture then? You were moving
I never met a chemical I didn't like, you know, when I went to Montana State. I learned a thing called better living through chemistry, you know, and I bought that hook, line, and sinker. But when I ended up paralyzed, I realized that I was a problem and not part of the solution. Now, that didn't make me a vegan, but it made me think maybe we ought to become organic farmers. And when I went to my banker and tried to borrow some money to become an organic farmer, he laughed at me. And,
he wouldn't be laughing today. He wouldn't be laughing today if he knew then.
Well, you know, the more that I read, all of a sudden I understood, you know, the fact that here I was a 300-pound football player. When I quit playing football, I kept eating the same way. I got well over 300 pounds. My blood pressure was sky high. My cholesterol was over 300. I'd sit down and have lunch and my nose would bleed. So I thought, you know, being from Montana, I sure didn't want to tell anybody I was thinking about becoming a vegetarian, so I became a closet vegetarian. I lost some weight. My blood pressure went down slightly. My cholesterol went down slightly. I thought, man, if I can do that being the world's worst vegetarian, just think what I could do if I became a vegan. I did. I lost 130 pounds. My blood pressure went from sky high to normal. My cholesterol from 300 to 135. Bob, not one person in over 40 years of the longest ongoing heart study in America, the Framingham study, not one of them had a heart attack that had a cholesterol reading below 150. I think when I changed my diet, I saved my life.
You did. And how much weight did you lose again?
Say again?
How much weight did you lose again?
I lost 130 pounds initially. Now, after doing this, I've lost 150 pounds, so there's only two-thirds of me left around.
But the better two-thirds.
Oh, I I'd go along with that, yeah.
Definitely. And, also, you're going to be at the World Vegetarian Festival in San Francisco, Golden Gate Park, on that September 29th and 30th happening out there. So people should make their way out there. I believe you are there on Sunday. Next Sunday.
I'm there both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, both Saturday and Sunday.
I would invite them to come and see me, and I'd be more than happy to tell them about how I embarked on this journey and how I got to where I am today.
Yeah. Now, how did you get to be side by side with Oprah Winfrey in a courtroom?
Well, you know, I was the first guy in North America that was publicly talking about mad cow disease, and back then, you know, in 1990, people thought that I had holes in my brain because they'd never heard of such a thing. But when the Minister of Health in England stood up in front of Parliament and said they no longer could assure the English people that mad cow disease could not be transferred from cows to humans, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said it was the exploding powder keg that was heard around the world. Well, Oprah wanted to do a show about it. They went to NexusLexis, wanted to know who was talking about bovine spongiform encephalopathy, and my name came up. She called me, and lo and behold, I went and did her show, and doggone it if she didn't get me sued.
and famous.
Yeah.
And
well,
famous.
You know, we were sued 4 times in over 6 years. We won every time. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, when the cattlemen appealed losing in Amarillo there, we got a unanimous panel of decision that every word I said on the show was true and the truth was not actionable. So then they turn around and sued us again. So it goes to show you that there's a lot of interesting things when we talk about economic politics.
Sure. But thank you for taking the cause of free speech also and winning that case. We have just 2 or 3 more minutes left, and the website, people can go to madcowboy.com, and something I found particularly disgusting when reading your book, Howard, was that euthanized dogs and cats make it into the meat food chain. I thought that was quite shocking.
Well, yeah, it's routine in the U.S. with when they end up euthanizing dogs and cats and scraping up roadkill, that they grind them up, add them to the feed, and feed it back to the animals we're eating. You know, the city of Los Angeles alone, there's 200 tons of dogs and cats a month are ground up and turned into feed. So,
you
go out right now and you start telling people the truth, you know, we don't have the right of free speech anymore with the Animal Enterprise Terrorist Act. If you go out and tell the truth, that's no defense anymore. If you cause a loss of economic income to the industry, you can go to jail for telling the truth.
In fact, listening to this program right now may be a violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. So if you are listening, please turn yourself in. Howard Lyman, we're just about out of time, 30 seconds left. Did we miss anything you wanted to get to? Or?
Well, the thing that I would like people to understand is that 80% of the American population is brain dead. Don't try and educate Joe Sixpack. Go out, live your life, live it correctly. People learn a lot more from what they see than what they hear. When you end up walking your talk, you're the loudest voice for the animals, the environment, and for human health. So take your life in your own hands. Do what's right.
And going vegan is right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us today, Howard Lyman. Again, he's the Mad Cowboy. Go to his website, madcowboy.com, and check out his books, his documentary. And he's over at the World Veg Festival in San Francisco, Golden Gate Park, next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday. So see you there, Howard. I'm emceeing, so I'll...
I'm looking forward to it, Bob.
Okay.
And good luck, and go vegan.
Go vegan. Thank you, Howard Lyman. Okay, our thanks to Howard Lyman. This program is a parade of modern-day heroes. Next week, we have the intellectual father of the animal rights movement, Professor Tom Regan. Yes, indeed, the following weekend, that being October 6th and 7th, Dennis Kucinich, the Democratic presidential candidate, who's also a vegan, and the week after that, October 13th and 14th, Ingrid Newkirk, founder and president of PETA. Next week, Professor Tom Regan on this program. He's in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we're heard on WCHL 1360 AM every Saturday at 2 p.m. And Professor Regan is inviting you to be a part of the, well, it's actually Becoming the Change, the 22nd Annual International Compassionate Living Festival, which the Culture and Animals Foundation is co-producing with Kim Stallwood and the Animals and Society Institute. That's happening in Raleigh, October 5th through the 7th. And the quote concerning that, "We must be the change we wish to see in the world." That is a quote from Gandhi, Professor Regan, a student of Gandhi. We will be discussing Gandhi extensively on next week's program as the birthday of the Indian hero approaches. We're celebrating his birthday with the 2007 San Francisco Gandhi Birthday Party, all-you-can-eat vegan buffet Indian dinner. It's in support of Go Vegan Radio, and it's happening at the New Ganges Restaurant, 775 Frederick Street in San Francisco. It won the Best of City Search and SF Veggie Cook-Off Awards. I'm hosting it. Great music there from Crosby Tyler. Virginia Handley will be singing, and what a buffet it will be. All for just $35 per person. All you can eat, including appetizers, and there are five main course entrees, two varieties of rice, salad, bread, dessert, mango juice, lemonade, sparkling water, green tea, soy milk, chai tea. If you want to enjoy wine, bring your own bottle, all for just $35 per person. Call 415-681-4355 for credit card reservations, or stop by the restaurant. Again, that's 775 Frederick Street. You can drop off a check there. Call the restaurant. It's 415-681-4355. Limited seating. We hope to see you there. It'll be a lot of fun. Of course, no animals will be harmed for the production of this event. Namaste, and check the website goveganradio.org for more information, and call, make your reservation. Again, that number at New Ganges is 415-681-4355.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden on Air America, the first animal liberation radio program on a major network. Next weekend will be the 15th annual Animal Law Conference, Building Bridges, Strengthening the Animal Advocacy Movement. It's happening in Portland, Oregon at Lewis and Clark Law School, Friday through Sunday, and it's hosted by the National Center for Animal Law. And the director of the National Center for Animal Law is Laura Ireland Moore, who is on the line with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Welcome, Laura. How are you today?
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So tell us about the conference that's happening next week in Portland.
Well, it's our 15th annual conference, so we're very excited that it's we're the longest running national animal law conference, and we already have over 150 people signed up to attend, and we have some great speakers, a number of great panels, and it's going to be a great event.
Mm-hmm. Any speakers that of interest that we'd like to know about?
Yeah, we have Congressman Earl Blumenauer is giving the keynote address, and he's the representative from Oregon, and he's just a fabulous advocate for advancing animal protection on the federal level, so very excited to have him. And then we have people from a number of different animal protection groups, like Best Friends Animal Society, the Humane Society of the United States, the Animal Legal Defense Fund, all sorts of major animal protection groups.
So the future for animals, that's in legislation, it's in the legal system, and so is this becoming a popular field of law now, animal advocacy?
It is. Yeah, and I started the National Center for Animal Law when I graduated from law school in 2001 in order to be a resource for students who want to go into the field of animal law. And it's really exploding. There's a lot of schools that are now offering classes and more job opportunities. And there's just a lot of really exciting developments, both in legislation and in the courtrooms. And so, yeah, it's a growing field of law.
Right. Now, how can people, if they're still interested in attending the conference next week, it's Friday through Sunday, Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland, how can people learn more or attend?
Yeah, the best way is to visit our website, and it's a fairly complicated web address, so probably the best thing is to just Google Animal Law Conference, and we'll come up, or visit the Lewis and Clark Law School website, and we're on the homepage. You can just click on Animal Law Conference.
Okay, and topics being covered at the conference include what?
There's the impact of global warming on wildlife, advancing kind of legal protections for companion animals. We have a factory farm panel. We really try to kind of cover all the major topics for animal protection.
Right, and this is outreach to other social advocacy movements also that's included.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kind of the idea of building bridges, kind of looking at how protecting animals is also good for the environment and good for people, and so...
Okay, well, it's wonderful that you're having this conference. Again, it is happening next weekend. It's Friday through Sunday at Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland, Oregon. And we have maybe 30 seconds or a minute left. Laura, was there anything you wanted to get to that we haven't covered?
Well, so I make sure everybody knows that all the meals will be vegan.
All the meals will be vegan. All the reason to be there then. So, okay, that's the 15th annual. And yes, there's a lot of interest in studying animal issues in law schools now. The curriculum is available in many places, yes?
Yep. All sorts of schools, but Lewis and Clark is certainly the leader in the field. And so if anybody's thinking about possibly pursuing a career in animal law, or any animal law students or attorneys who are up there, Lewis and Clark is a great place to visit, and great opportunities for everyone.
Right, and Portland is a hotbed of vegan activism right now.
It is.
Portland
yeah.
itself, yeah. So
yeah, we're really lucky. We have a great community of vegans and all sorts of fabulous restaurants and stores, and we're very lucky.
Excellent. So, yeah, there are people there who are upset that Go Vegan with Bob Linden isn't on in Portland yet. It's on in Eugene and 27 other cities.
I would love to have you on. And we're definitely on our list of things to do, is to try to get you on the air in Portland, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Contact the Air America affiliate in Portland. And they can be bribed, too. We can buy the local time and then put on, you know, vegan restaurants for commercials and take over more of the media. So, anyway, I want to thank you for being with us today, Laura Ireland Moore. And again, to find out about the conference again, where would they go? Google what?
Just go to the Lewis and Clark website, and you'll find us.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks for putting on the conference, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Our pleasure. Thanks for listening. If you're in San Diego, see you at the Seals in La Jolla tomorrow, noon to 4. See you in San Francisco at Golden Gate Park for the big celebration next weekend. Thanks for listening, and please go vegan. Make a donation at goveganradio.org.